This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Sam Maranto is joining us on this week's episode of the Paracast. And before we started, we had a little bit of informal conversation. I'll call it green room conversation, though it's a virtual green room or green screen. We add backgrounds. We're not doing that. Anyway, so he wondered if he had ever met me, and we went back and forth about my limited travels in the 2000s. And Sam, I don't think I've met you.
No, I think not. I think the only time we may have bumped into each other would have been in Atlantic City, but you weren't there. I think Dave was there, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, Dave Biedney, I don't know. As far as Atlantic City, the wife and I visited Atlantic City probably in the 80s before Donald Trump went bankrupt six times. Anyway,
true.
Glad to meet you virtually at least.
Absolutely.
Now, on last week's show, we did discuss briefly the James Fox documentary, The Phenomenon, which I've seen twice already. I saw it last spring in what they call a screener, where they send you a link and you can see it online. And then, of course, we got the real copy that actually we're giving away. We'll talk about that later. In any case, did get to see it, did check out the reviews, and now Randall has seen it, and I understand you've seen it.
Yes. Really enjoyed it. In fact, after I got done reviewing it and taking a gander, I just enjoyed the way it was laid out. Again, not to be a spoiler, but pretty much anybody who's been well-versed on the subject will say, well, yeah, I know this and that. But there's going to be enough moments where there's these eye-opening moments that are going to say, wow, that I never seen that footage, or it's good to see that again. And the way it's compiled, I think it was very well laid out. I love the ending. First of all, with the characters involved, it was a real nice lineup of everything you need to do to poise a very intellectual debate to say, here, there's something here. This is genuine. This isn't fantasy, and it isn't a bunch of BS. What do you think?
I like where he pulls a Marvel, you know, all the Marvel films that have post-credit content. They have to do that in Justice League, or at least the version on the screen they're redoing Justice League, where here you see credits and then they stop and they show you 30 seconds of something. And one of those segments includes UFOs in China, which is a really good achievement. And then, of course, now you couldn't get anything out of China with the politics, but they've got that. And it's one of those situations where you have to see the film through the complete ending, because the ending also includes In Memory of Stanton Friedman. Those are the spoilers, folks. I won't tell you anything else. I did check Rotten Tomatoes, and this is not bad. It's getting 83% on the tomato meter, which is pretty good. And the audience score is 80%. The main criticism, as you've probably seen, I saw this on Amazon, is that the material is familiar. That if you follow UFO lore, you've seen most of this already.
Yes, to the aficionado of ufology, or UAPs, whatever you want to call them, it's going to be very familiar. Again, the way it's laid out, and you eloquently laid it out, the manner in which it was laid out, I think that's beautiful. I think it goes to the credit of his ability as a producer and a director, and excellent editing job. I could just imagine how long the editing took on this. He had so much footage. In fact, I believe he mentioned to you the volume of footage he has left over. I'm sure there's going to be a part two or something else very soon, maybe in a year or so.
I understand there's 3 hours of extra material, but yeah, there could be more stuff. The important thing here, too, is that for a while, a lot of us didn't think he'd make it. He succeeded. He's been working on it for at least 7 years. I know early on I did some research for them. I wasn't credited, but that's neither here nor there. But I did a little research for it, so I have that involvement. And James basically gave up his life for this film. And he describes where a lot of the editing was done in this cabin without running water, without heat, without air conditioning. And Jacques Vallée, who's no young man now, was in there helping him for a lot of it.
I can just picture this going on. Jacques walking back there to this little shack, as you say, no running water, no bathroom, and just enduring it for the love of passion of the presentation and the product. And he's just that type of guy. Now, how old do you think he is?
I can look it up. He's in his 80s.
His 80s? Because he looks fantastic.
Well, right now, I'll take a look. Right now, he's 81. He just turned 81.
Awesome. And he's right on money. His brain is so good. The man is so intelligent. I had the opportunity to meet him for the very first time, in fact, in your neck of the woods, at the Congress.
Right. And, well, maybe we met there because I was at that one, too. But most of the time I spent talking with Greg Bishop and also with Red Pill Junkie, Miguel, where we hung out, and Greg got me some coffee, and Miguel and I hung out. One thing to remember here, Jacques is a tall guy.
What would you say is about close to 7 foot or so?
I don't know. I was thinking 6'5", 6'6". But you see this tall guy with the white hair, and that's always him. Can't be anyone else. But to show you the contrast, we were talking about whether we had met before, and you just raised the possibility because I was there. I first met Jacques in 1965, that ages me, in Chicago, where he had just written his book, Anatomy of a Phenomenon, and the four of us crazies, Jim Moseley, myself, Rick Hilberg, and a guy named Dale Reddick, I think. I'm not sure if Dale was with us, but Alan Greenfield, so it could have been four or five people. And we all talked to Jacques for an hour or two. And the only thing I know is that Jim always liked to fancy himself as an amateur psychologist. So he said, this guy's really nervous, isn't he? And I said, you know, whatever. Then we went to see Ray Palmer in Wisconsin the next day.
Boy, oh boy, you made the rounds. No doubt about it. And those were the days. Those were the days.
My friend, I thought they'd never end. But you think of the strange places I've traveled. I'll give you two other examples before we get into your background. Number one, I had an uncle who used to work with the U.S. Department of Agriculture during the Eisenhower administration. So he bought a condo at this big house. It's a hotel. It's a condo development. And I spent the night there with my first wife, Geneva. This was in the same year of the 72 elections, 1972. 1 week later, approximately 1 week later, the Watergate burglary occurred at the same area where we spent the night, the Watergate. So we spent the night at Watergate a week before the burglary. Now, segue to Nixon's resignation. Geneva and I are driving to Washington, D.C., not far from Washington when he makes his announcement. That's our brush with history, so to speak.
I found it so interesting last week when you were talking to Bill. I told him, I says, Gene knew so many people involved with the Mothman, Point Pleasant. By the way, that's where they're at right now. They're down there. I go, you're going to enjoy this interview. And sure enough, he brought up all the names of everybody and knew the details. He was so impressed.
Sam Maranto joining us with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Hello, Paracast people. I'm Greg Carlwood, the host of the Higher Side Chats podcast, an uninterrupted and action-packed interview-based show where I talk to some of the brightest minds for our troubled times about all things paranormal, occult, esoteric, and conspiratorial. After 10 years, we've heard it all. Alien moon bases, archons, hollow earth, technocratic and biomedical agendas, magic, mind control, and Lovecraftian monsters. Oh my. Usually, the first hour of the show is free, and the second hour is for members who sign up for the Higher Side Chats Plus at $8 a month. But praise be, we're giving Paracast listeners 2 free weeks of Plus when you use the all caps coupon code PARACAST. Go to thehiresidechats.com, sign up with the code PARACAST, and dive into the nearly never-ending archive of great interviews I've been lucky enough to get over the years, from David Politis to David Icke, and many, many guests not named David. Check it out. You're going to love it. All right, Gene, was that good? Can we use that one?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Sam, actually, it was 2 weeks ago that we had your friend on, and last week it was Andy Colvin. Because Bill kept talking about Andy Colvin. So I said, okay, let's contact Andy. He hadn't been on the Paracast in years. He came on. He also came on after the Paracast, and we're going to have you come on there too. And then after that, we were talking about Walter Bosley. So we're talking about possibly having Walter Bosley back on our show. The only thing is here, Walter's mentioned this in his YouTube channel that he's been suffering from cancer, and I hope he's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, our best goes out to Walter there. He's been a really interesting interview on our show more than once. Even in our forums, we've had some back and forth, but always a really interesting guy.
Yeah, that's horrible. I had cancer at the age of 22. I was second youngest with bladder cancer, and just actually buried a client, a friend of mine, a couple weeks back, and he was 71. It's a sad thing. It's horrible. But we're at the age now, so many of us, you know, we think of Stanton, Ted Phillips. Boy, how many do we lose in the last couple of years, Jane? It's nuts.
Well, it's interesting, too. When we started the Paracast, there were certain guests we would have loved to have had on the show. I made a list. The first episode, we had Jim Owsley, and we had Brad Steiger, both of whom are gone.
Yes.
We wanted to have John Keel. So I had David get the number from Tim Beckley. But Keel was in a rather ornery mood in his final years, and that never worked out. We would have liked to have had Richard Hall on the show. Richard Hall, of course, was one of the key figures with NICAP in the 60s and was a really good mainstream UFO investigator. Unfortunately, Hall and I had a falling out in the mid-60s because I was working with Jim Moseley, my first job. And when I went to visit him when he was the office manager at NICAP, Major Keogh's organization, we all remember the story. Ladies and gentlemen, we walk there with Alan Greenfield and a guy named Marty, a friend of mine from New York. And he looked at us and he said, "You're not welcome here." Rick Hilberg was with us, too. Now, 10 years later, at Fort Smith, Arkansas, they had a UFO convention. I met Richard Hall. And he said, "Hi there." And we talked. And I said, "No hard feelings." No, we shook hands. It was over. That was the end of it. In other words, he's not going to sit there and allow grudges to exist.
That was all just because of those shenanigans that Moseley was pulling back in those days. Isn't that right?
You know, well, not quite. You see, he did that, but Hall was paranoid about Moseley. So Jim would call NICAP to ask questions or get some information, and there was this one conversation, the only time he called NICAP, and Hall said, "Are you recording this conversation? Please don't do that." Now, Jim Moseley was the ultimate Luddite. He never, ever had a computer. To his last days, and he lived till he was like 81 or something like that. Yeah. Died a few years back. No computer, no cell phone, no answering machine, no voicemail. I assure you, he did not have a recording device. When I interviewed Ray Palmer in Wisconsin, when this crew was with me, we borrowed a tape recorder from one of my friends there. You know, Greenfield or Hilberg had a tape recorder. Jim? No.
My granddad worked for a company called Dictaphone.
Oh, sure.
This is down in the States. He was a salesman for the company. And I actually have, a working model of one of their very early ones. And you know what they used to record on? Wire. They had some sort of alloy that was magnetic. So it wasn't even tape. It was a wire that went through. It was on a spool, like a fishing line might be.
It was a wire recorder. In the early days of tape recorders, other recording methods used were wire.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really pretty bizarre. So I've actually got a piece of this old ancient tech around somewhere, you know.
It didn't sound very good. I tried them a couple of times.
Just enough to probably get the words, you know, the dictation down. But, you know, I thought it was kind of interesting that they could even do that, you know, to see the evolution of recording. And now digital, it's just amazing what we've got these days. And we take it so much for granted.
You know, you and I, before the show, were talking about a Canadian TV show, a, shall we say, a vintage procedural called Murdoch Mysteries, which is Canada, Toronto, in the 1890s to the early 1900s. through the length of the series. And in one episode, he's got Nikola Tesla, and they invent a wireless recording device on this show.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's actually a really good show. It's really enjoyable, just for those little bits and pieces in there that are like that, too. It's a fun show.
By the way, William Shatner is on one of the episodes. They have actors playing Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Nikola Tesla, and more. I'm only in the first season. It's available in the U.S. from Acorn TV, which has a lot of British TV series and Australian TV series. Another great one I'll recommend before we get back to UFOs is My Life is Murder. And it's about a retired police detective who takes on assignments on the side when she's not baking bread for a local restaurant. They actually have scenes of her making the bread, and you can see she knows how to cook. It's played by Lucy Lawless. Of course, we all know her as Xena.
Sure.
Whatever. Yeah. Lucy Lawless is an excellent comedic actress. She is great. She's brilliant at this. You know, she's serious. She's funny. She isn't afraid to poke fun at herself. And of course, she's been an actress for 30 years. You figure she's learned something. Sam.
Yes.
Go back to UFOs. So we talked about the phenomenon. And as our listeners know, those who sign up for 5-year or lifetime subscriptions for the PowerCast Plus will get, as they last, we only have a small number left, coupon codes for the phenomenon. Okay? This is where you get it. It's $19.99 in the U.S. You get it free if you sign up. That's for 5 years or lifetime. PowerCast Plus gives you the ad-free version of this show, the After the PowerCast podcast, and other goodies. Go to the PowerCast.plus, the PowerCast.plus for more. Now, one observation I made about the film Half Seriously, Sam, I'd like your reaction, and we're going to move to our next segment probably for you to answer because we're running out of time on this one. And that is, the most prominent people in this film were old white men. You know, so you have the former PR guy at Project Blue Book, the late Al Chop. He's talking, and he's a guy in his 70s or 80s. We have Jacques Vallée, who's 81. We have other people prominent in the field over the years, and you see them being interviewed for the most part, other than vintage film, as older men. For example, Senator Harry Reid, who helped get the financing for this Pentagon UFO study. He's an ex-senator in his 80s. More to come with Sam, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden never lifted a finger for 25 years to reform NAFTA.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail on Saturday. The vice president in Reading, Pennsylvania, continues.
When Joe Biden was vice president, America actually lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs. Remember the last president 4 years ago? He said those manufacturing jobs would never come back. He said, what magic wand do you have? Well, we didn't need a magic wand fighting for American jobs. We just needed President Donald Trump in the White House. 500,000 manufacturing jobs in just 3 years.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden responded to a reporter late Friday when asked about a recent explosive New York Post report about his son Hunter Biden. The former vice president saying it's just another smear campaign. USA Radio News. If you've ever asked the question, who would want a career in law enforcement these days? You're not alone.
There are now fewer police officers per person in the U.S. than at any point in the last 25 years. That's according to recently released federal data. The Washington Free Beacon reports there were roughly 214 police officers per 100,000 Americans in 2019. That represents a 1.5% decline from 2018 and a 9% drop from 2007 when police numbers last peaked. That trend bodes ill for violent crime in America, which has plateaued in recent years, given the large body of evidence finding that cops do have a substantial impact on crime rates. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
A federal judge denied a motion from the Diocese of Brooklyn to block Governor Andrew Cuomo's restrictions on religious gatherings. Religious gatherings in the hot zones in New York City are limited to 10 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yet, if we go to Zimbabwe and they've got that UFO case involving school children, that took place, what, in the 90s?
It was, what, 90? What was it, 97?
Right. Yeah. 94?
Was it 94?
That's where you see young people who saw something really strange. And I'll tell you, whatever school system they've got in that country, it is excellent. Every one of these kids, they're well behaved. Yeah. They're very, very smart.
Well, what I really liked about that, too, is, yeah, I mean, I can understand why, you know, some of the critics would say, well, you know, this is really great, but if you're already involved in ufology, a lot of this is review. Well, you know, that didn't bother me in the least, because I think having a really good quality UFO documentary in your UFO library is an absolute necessity. And this is probably the best I've ever seen of that particular type of a film. It doesn't go out into the fringe. And when we're talking about those Zimbabwe experiencers, he had interviews with them when they were growing up, too, which you don't see around. He went over there and did a bunch of interviewing himself. So there's some real gems in there that you're just not going to find anywhere else.
He found a lot of vintage footage in his research. So you see Major Donald Keogh being interviewed by Mike Wallace in the 50s. You see these pictures, and you see people who had an encounter then being interviewed later in life. So I agree with you that it's a good way to sum it up. They stay away from abductions and more of the elaborate or very unusual aspects of the UFO field, because it's meant to be an introduction. Hey, we've got something weird going on here, and we can't explain it. Let's get it investigated. They don't go into the high strangeness, and we think with Jacques Vallée they would, you know. But they don't.
Yeah. No, and they stay right on track. And the thing is, not just they stay on track, it's the transition of thought. It's just presenting the case as if you're in a courtroom and you're presenting the case logically, laying it out in every bit of evidence, and you have very good witnesses. You have supportive evidence. It's laid out perfectly. And that's why I say, if I don't care if, how much you know about the subject, there are bits and pieces in there that are going to open your eye that you have not seen, or you're going to be pretty darn happy to see it again. It makes sense. It's a beautiful piece. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same way. I was watching and I was, you know, I was kind of like, And then it was like, oh, and you get this little moment of clarity where you would be thinking to yourself, this is as good as Disclosure is pretty much ever going to get. If people watch this and they come out and they still don't think that something truly extraordinary is going on in the world, I don't know what could possibly convince them, really.
Don't you think there is something really unusual going on?
Absolutely. And actually, you know, you and I had a really good little conversation before the start of the show where you alluded to some sightings that you had yourself when you were younger. And I'd really like to hear those, and I'm sure our audience would as well. So how about some sightings from Samuel J. Maranto?
Well, the first one, and Gene, I think you'll get a kick out of this, 1959. My uncle had a cottage up in the Fox Lake area. I'm not sure if you've ever been up there. It's the northern section of Illinois, and there's all these lakes. They call it the Channel Lake area. And he built a cottage up there, a very nice home, actually.
And way further than I've traveled. I've traveled to Wisconsin, Illinois, a lot of the upper Midwest, but not there.
You haven't been there? It would be like Wakanda, Fox Lake. It's a very nice area. So my mom, who was pregnant at the time, he had my uncle come over and aunt pick me up and took me up there because he had to check on a well that was just drilled. So we get there. He's checking on the basement or some windows or something. Of course, it's a well. So, of course, Sammy's got to drop some stuff down there to see how far it is. I'm putting rocks down there, and all of a sudden I'm getting yelled at. So I go and I run to the back of the house, which is on a channel that leads to the lake. And all of a sudden, there's this light comes across my shoulder, my right shoulder, and it goes up and around a tree further away and takes off. And it was brilliant. It was a brilliant light. And I was extremely hot. It was heated up like electricity. And I was just staring at it. All of a sudden, my aunt comes back there, and she's screaming, supposedly. She says, I've been calling you for half an hour. Where have you been? And I was right there. I have no idea what they're talking about. And it was dark out. So this freaked me out. I'm only, 5 years old or whatever, scared the hell out of me. I get in the car, and I sat in the back seat, did not talk about it on the way home. Get home. I run into the house, and my mother goes, aren't you going to watch, and this is a Sunday, aren't you going to watch Dennis the Menace? Now, remember that was on Sunday, Jane? And they started in, I think, in 1959 when they just started. This was probably later part of October. And scared the hell out of me. Didn't know what it was. And I never had any sort of correlation to anything resembling UFOs because I didn't know what UFOs were. My dad, on the other hand, was a music teacher. So one day he's out teaching piano at a client out in the Palos Park area, and I'm sure you know that area. He goes out there, and they're amateur astronomers. So the wife goes and says, Sam, you got to get back there and look out there in the sky. They're seeing something out there. So they get in the backyard, and they're looking. They go, we just missed it. We just saw a bunch of UFOs. And he goes, what on earth are UFOs? And he goes, you know what those are? And he explained to my dad that they're unidentified flying objects, goes in the house, hands him a Look magazine and one of the first books that I've ever had, which was UFOs Are Real, I believe is what it was, or something like that. And he gave it to me, and actually gave it to my dad. So he was all excited talking about this the next morning, and that woke me up. That and, of course, the smell of breakfast. And I creep out there, and I'm sitting down, and he was so excited. So here he is. He got these books. They give him these books, and little did they know, they gave me the adventure of a lifetime.
Well, so this, these, okay, so you had this sighting out near the lakes when you were around five. Now, this second incident where you're saying that your dad got these books and got introduced to the subject, this is around the same age?
This is, it would have been, I'm thinking, later in the 60s. And he was going to school at Roosevelt University, and he actually wrote a talk on this, and it presented a paper. So this was around the 60s, later or mid-60s, I would say.
So how old would you have been then, roughly?
Oh, I would have been probably 9 years old.
Around some nine, okay. Did that open you up to talk to him about this experience you'd had at the out near the Chain Lakes? Oh, okay. Did you ever tell them about it?
I didn't talk about it till I was 20-some years old. Finally opened up talking about it way afterwards. And it was actually among some friends that I'm not sure why, but we started talking about things, and I explained this experience that I had. And it wasn't that odd, because it was around that time that some bunch of little kids, friends of ours, their brothers and sisters, we were out late at night, and they come screaming. And it just so happened a UFO was seen while they were camping in the backyard.
Let's do our break, sir. We've got more to come with Sam Maranto, with Gene, and with Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Sam, this is your first time on the show. You have to realize the expensive gear that Randall uses to create this echo effect. It's nothing that I couldn't do in post-production, probably better, but he does it live. It costs, what, $1.50?
Can't beat that.
I think $1.98. Mm-hmm. Genuine spring microphone.
I love it.
Yeah, it's just I had no idea what I would use it for, but I thought I'll keep this around. And lo and behold, it has become a staple of my Paracast experience.
That thing's great. I love it. I love the whole show.
By the way, we paid Sam a really high figure, $1.75, to praise the show. Sam, would you tell us more about this case, this UFO stuff that you first experienced when you were very young?
Here I was. That scared the hell out of me, by the way. And do you recall Dennis the Menace, the show?
No, vaguely. Yeah. But I do recall it was in the comic strips, you know, in the weekend papers, always.
The actor's name. Wait a minute. Jay North, was it?
Yep. I think it was Jay North.
Yeah. He's now 69. I don't know that he actually has done any real acting since then. Whatever happened to Jay North? There's a question right here. Okay.
I think he got abducted.
So you were watching this show. Apparently, this was one of your favorite shows. And you had undergone some missing time and memory loss after the UFO sighting in near Fox Lake. Now, I find this really interesting. Please go on.
Now, picture years later and being a field investigator, an investigative researcher, you have to go through all the prosaic explanations. Could it have been ball lightning and all of a sudden there was enough excitement or a discharge or enough electricity in the air that it actually made me unconscious during that period of time, something like that. But then there were some other episodes within that time and moving on that were really startling, something pertaining to more like entities.
When did that start happening? How old were you then?
Soon afterwards. Okay. Almost immediately.
All right, we've got a period of time then between the age of 5 and the age of 9. Okay, so tell us about some of these experiences then.
I didn't know what these things were, and I always referred to them as the cooties. And the cootie toy was something that I'm sure Gene would remember because it looked like an ant, like an insectoid thing. And that's what it reminded me of.
I do not remember that. That's a bit later than my time.
Okay. This was, I'm trying to think, well, it would have been in that time period. And this toy was plastic. Remember the Mr. Potato Head things?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, it was like that, but it assembled. It looked like a big ant. Well, I'll be doggone if the darn thing didn't resemble something like that, with spindly arms over my, it was over my chest, almost directly on me, and large eyes. And this is basically all I remembered out of it. And the rest was basically physical, where I felt coldness and chills. Very, very weird. And I was always afraid to go to bed. I told my mother about it. She goes and says that it's my imagination. I had no clue what imagination meant. And when I did find out, I was very upset about it, because this was something genuine to me. This is what I had seen. It wasn't part of my sleep. In fact, Randall and I were talking about the beta state, and then also about having episodes of, say, for instance, where you're paralyzed, you know, at night. You're having nocturnal paralysis or something. It wasn't like that at all. It was very much real. Now, people always say, now, didn't you want to get a some sort of go hypnotic regression and tell
you
the truth.
You just read my mind, because I was going to ask if you had seen any people who are professional hypnoregression therapists to see if you could, like, you know, Bud Hopkins, that kind of thing.
And I never did. I've seen a psychiatrist, a hypnotist once to recover something, a very important item. And it did work, by the way. I eventually triggered my mind. Yeah, so it whatever it is with hypnotic regression, it did work with me. But the problem was, soon afterwards, it was in 1960, my mom had that child, which was my little baby sister. And my little baby sister was very ill. And she eventually died, and she was extremely close to me. So I didn't want to go through that scenario and create a very traumatic experience, because that's something that to this day I live with. And, you had two traumatic scenarios. Maybe the first one was just a prelude to get you ready for something far worse in your life. So, you know, these are the things I look at when it comes to evaluating these cases and working with as many people and working on so many cases and reports. The human element is something that cannot be dismissed or dismissive. And we always have to realize it's about us always, because we are at any stage of the interlude or the experience, it's always going to be the human element. We are the one that's going to be receiving, interpreting, and eventually affected by it.
Well, no doubt. I mean, the skeptics are always out there saying, you know, well, show me the evidence. And I just say, we are the evidence. Humans are the evidence. This phenomena, whatever it is, has made a point of making us the evidence and not giving us the kind of evidence that the skeptics and the scientists want. And I find that very curious. What's your take on that?
Well, usually at the end of my presentations, I always mention something to the effect that, you know, this isn't about them. It's about us, because if we know who we are, what we are, and why we are, it would be like the meshing of gears. These answers would fall into place far better than anything we could comprehend without addressing the human element and knowing about us. And we are a mystery. And I think we're a beautiful mystery. You know, science says we're basically, if you look at it, an error in replication. You know, it's just a matter of what nature decides is best going to fit the environment. And then, of course, you have religion that says we're chattel. I would hope to think that we can be, or at least aspire to be, something far greater than either the two of those. And that's my position on the whole thing. My journey through this is really more of a better understanding of us, and it has taken me along that way, and I enjoy it.
So how many of these types of experiences did you have between 5 and 9, where you encountered these insectoid-like entities.
I had experiences up until 1980, but not as profound.
Oh, okay. Right.
So I had experiences more like apparitions. I remember one night I was sleeping and I had the same sensation, like I was being lifted out of my body. Very unusual. And one could say, well, that's nocturnal paralysis, could not talk, whatever. Of course, it's in that state of paralysis. And then I looked down at the end of the bed, and there was some sort of apparition type of thing. And I'm like, I had a religious background and went to a seminary, a preparatory seminary. So I was thinking with some sort of spiritual whatever the heck, because, again, I wasn't into the UFO phenomena. I was into phenomenology in general, but not any particular thing, or aspect, I should say. So I didn't know what the hell was going on. That day I was at work. I was working at my uncle's machine shop. I'm sweeping the floor because I'm so freaked out by this darn experience. And my cousin gets in back of me, and he starts just out of nowhere. So he says, "Did you ever see a ghost?" Startles the heck out of me. I jump. I swear, Gene, you should have seen me. I jumped 3 feet, just like a bunny hop, just went boom straight forward. And he starts telling me about an experience he had that very same night that involved a apparition in a home of one of his neighbors. And he had seen, they started talking about this ghost at his house, this gentleman's house, and sure enough, the dog started acting up. They walked in the hallway, and there's this looking like a bust of a being, more like a tree, like a Christmas tree, but a bust. It had some form to it, and it moved up the stairs, and the dog chased it up there. They ran up there and then disappeared.
We're going to have to jump 3 feet if we don't do our break right now. That was bad, wasn't it? Sam, Gene, Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.